media story now, politics story now. Alina Zambaris, has Candy Crowley given you a call yet?
No, she hasn't.
Maybe she should.
I hope she does.
Well, CNN's Candy Crowley will be hosting the town hall-style presidential debate in October, according to the Commission on Presidential Debates. The first time in 20 years there will be a woman moderating one of the presidential debates, and it could be because of the Change.org petition started by Elena Zambaris and some of your colleagues there at Montclair High School, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you got 180,000 signatures calling for a woman to be named moderator, right?
That's right.
So do you have any indication that what you did caused the commission to rethink doing this once again? The last time it was done 20 years ago with Carol Simpson.
I know. Well, I definitely think we had an impact because many people were ignorant to the fact that it had been 20 years. So I think we definitely did a good job of spreading awareness and making people aware that this was definitely an issue.
Now, remind me why you think this is an important issue. I mean, there are some people who are going to go, boy, the last thing we should be concerned about is who's moderating the debate. Could we get a better kind of political discourse and actually focus on some of the problems here in the United States?
Well, I mean, it's just important for young people in America to see women and men both active in the political realm. But, I mean, when it comes to moderating a debate, there are definitely topics like reproductive choice that it's only fair a woman addresses.
Are you saying that men shouldn't address it, or that to not have a woman there if it's an issue in the campaign is outrageous?
I'm saying that men should not make the laws for women's bodies. So I think it's important to have a woman talking about reproductive rights in her own voice.
Well, then we have a lot of catching up to do as far as women candidates and lawmakers and maybe even in the White House is concerned, yes?
Definitely, yes.
What do you think? Are you familiar with Candy Crowley's work?
Not really. We just found out about this yesterday, and I know she works for CNN. And we really weren't endorsing anyone. It was an equal representation issue.
Although you are making the point that people over at CNN are probably concerned about. How old are you, Elena?
I'm 16.
16, yeah. The CNN is not getting your demographic these days, and it's something that hurts them quite a lot. So maybe if we can raise the profile of Candy Crowley in the minds of you and your colleagues, we'll be doing a favor for CNN. But she's a really solid journalist, has been working for a very long time, knows Washington like the back of her hand, and I think will be a really, really solid and tough moderator for the debate. So you're in very good hands there.
I'm so glad.
Now, did you have any other candidates that you maybe wanted to possibly moderate? I know you didn't endorse anyone.
Right. Well, no one in particular. We were keeping it very nonpartisan, very unbiased. We just wanted a woman up there we wanted equal representation and women being visible in politics.
You know what you should move on and work on now?
What?
Maybe getting a woman to host one of the comedy news shows like Colbert Report or The Daily Show, huh?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, since that's probably where you get most of your news, right?
That's true, yeah.
All right, you got a new project for Elena Zambaris, one of the students that started a petition for a female moderator for the presidential debate at change.org. Candy Crowley will be moderating a presidential debate in October. Elena, congratulations.
Thank you so much.